You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's take our first look at the 2022 wide receiver class with Emory Hunt right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Emory knows these prospects so well. You're going to get great information. He's going to give you his top wide receiver at four different, you know, receiver positions within wide receiver position as a whole. But first, we're going to talk about the position here. Last year, Emory, last draft, we had 5 wide receivers go in the first round. We had Chase, Waddle, we had Devontae Smith, Kadarius Toney, and Rashad Bateman. How many first-rounders do you think we should have at wide receiver in 2022?
You know, I think we should have probably 3 to 4. I think we'll see a run on O tackles. We'll see a run probably on corners. Then we'll start to see the run on receivers. But I think by that time, we'll get 3 to 4 because edge rushers is a pretty good class too. So 3 to 4 receivers, I think, should go in round one.
And how would you compare this year's top tier, the elite wide receivers, the round one caliber guys to last year's?
That's a great question. I would say this year is just a notch below in terms of the elite. Last year, I had 2 receivers grading over 87 and 90, and that was Ja'Marr Chase and Devonta Smith. This year, no one has reached 90, but man, they're pretty doggone close. So I would say it's right there, maybe 1B compared to 1A. The depth of this class, I think, is tremendous.
So you rank, you separate wide receivers into split end, flanker, slot, and inside receiver. So you're going to give us number one at each spot there and give us a brief definition. Let's start with your number one split end.
Yeah, split end is your X receiver. That's the bona fide number one guy we got to go to in this ball game. And number one this year is Drake London out of USC. He is someone that you know is getting the football. You still can't stop him. He can win short, intermediate, deep down the field, plays above the rim like you want him to. And does a great job, I feel as though, after the catch.
What's his speed explosiveness like?
It doesn't matter to me. For me, it's more about can he catch the football? And he does a good job in getting separation. I think when we look at speed, we tend to look at, okay, that's how you're going to separate. But for him, he was playing with a lot of inexperienced quarterbacks. So he probably was open earlier in the route. Quarterback didn't see him and didn't throw the football. So when he finally got to him, now he's covered. It's like, oh, man, he can't separate. Man, I was open 5 seconds ago. You got to throw me the football. But I think his speed is good enough. He'll create that quick separation in the NFL. When you do that, you're going to get the football right away.
And he's 6'4". He's one of the bigger guys, Drake London here. So what do you think? Like Mike Evans, Kenny Golladay, who's his NFL comp?
I would say a little bit more Mike Evans than anything because he has the ability to consistently win at all three levels. I think Mike Evans wins at the intermediate level really well, and we know what he does inside the red zone and also getting deep down the field. I think that's Drake London's ceiling, in my opinion.
Okay, let's go to your number one flanker and tell us about that spot.
Flanker is more of your athletic guy, a guy that has a little bit more of that speed, that pizzazz. And this year, you have a great one, I believe, in Christian Watson out of North Dakota State. Tremendous ball get off. He has great routes. And also, he's a track guy, so we know he can fly. He also carried a football at North Dakota State in the backfield, so he's versatile. He loves a block inside also. So you can get him on the field right away. And at the Senior Bowl, he had one of his best days on the worst day out there possible when it was a torrential downpour. He was catching everything while every other receiver was dropping everything thrown their way.
And how about his size? 6'4"?
6'4", 215, 220, and it has Gumby-like athleticism. I know you remember what Gumby used to do. And Stretch Armstrong, like that's a guy you get in Christian Watson. Take away the logo off the helmet, just watch him play, and you see a bona fide star.
All right, slot receiver. Who's your number one slot receiver? And what is a slot receiver?
Slot receivers are guys that can win quick and that have tremendous explosiveness, whether it's short area bursts or guys that can really take the top off the defense. To me, those two things aptly describe Jameson Williams out of Alabama. He can win right away, and if you don't get a hand on him, see you later, get ready for the next play, or get the extra point team out there because it's going to be a touchdown. He's going to pull away from you. That's the type of speed he has. To me, that's something like what we saw last year in Jalen Waddle in terms of the explosiveness, the raw explosiveness. This is Jameson Williams' forte, and he's going to be a stud from day one out there on the field.
Yeah.
When he gets out there healthy on the field.
Right, recovering from a knee injury. And not all slot receivers are Cole Beasley. He's more of the Jalen Waddle type, as Emory just said. And then inside receiver. So what's the difference between slot and inside receiver?
That's a great question because everyone always asks that. And the inside receiver is a little bit more physical than your traditional slot receiver. So this is a guy that could either be a split end or a flanker, but he's a little bit more physical, I feel as though, than the flanker. So he's more like a split end, but tightly aligned to the line of scrimmage, can also block really well. This year's number one, Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. I think he's a little bit more physical at the catch point than people give him credit for. They're shocked at how he's able to outmuscle DBs for the football. And I told him this at the combine when we spoke to him here on CBS Sports HQ. He has the most arrogant hands in the draft class. This dude believes he can catch any pass thrown his way, and 9 times out of 10, he really can.
Okay, so you gave us your, you know, maybe we'll save it for the next show. And you gave us your number one split end flanker, inside receiver, and slot receiver. We'll find out who your number one overall wide receiver is. That was great stuff from Emory Hunt. And we'll have another episode for you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5 as we take our second look at the wide receiver position in this draft class.